O ruler of the citizens.
Rajan.
O king.
Pashun.
Animals.
Pashya.
Please see. Dvaya. Vayu. Advare. In the sacrifice. Sandhya
Pita.
Killed. Jiva Sangha.
Jiva Sangha.
Groups of animals.
Nirgrinena.
Without pity.
Sahasrasha.
In thousands. Translation. The great saint Narada said, O ruler of the citizens, my dear king, please see in the sky those animals which you have sacrificed without compassion and without mercy in the sacrificial arena. This is Narada preaching to King Prachinabahishad, who was an expert in performing many sacrifices of animals. And now Narada, by his mystic potency, you can say, shows to him all those dead animals, all those killed animals in the sky, wanting to take revenge. Imagine, you would go one day home to your parents and see, behold, mommy and puppy, all the dead animals which you have killed before. You would be able to show them many different chickens and horses and cows and giraffes and camels and whatever they have eaten, frogs and snails, and and what makes some impression on your mommy and puppy. Definitely perfect. Because animal sacrifice is recommended in the Vedas, there are animal sacrifices in almost all religious rituals. However, one should not be satisfied simply by killing animals according to the directions of the scriptures. One should transcend the ritualistic ceremonies and try to understand the actual truth, the purpose of life. Narada Muni wanted to instruct the king about the real purpose of life and invoke a spirit of renunciation in his heart. Knowledge and the spirit of renunciation, Jnana Vairagya, are the ultimate goal of life. Without knowledge, one cannot become detached from material enjoyment, and without being detached from material enjoyment, one cannot make spiritual advancement. Kamis are generally engaged in sense gratification, and for this end they are prepared to commit so many sinful activities. Animal sacrifice is but one of such sinful activity. Consequently, by his mystic power, Narada Muni showed King Prachinabahishad the dead animals which he had sacrificed. So this is this verse. It tells us about the inherent difficulties with the Karmakanda process. Today I want to just change the subject matter, because I'm so rare here and I feel I should say something which may be even more of relevance than the Karmakanda section. I wanted to talk today about Vaishnava relationships, and wanted to read one verse of Srila Prabhupada in the 4th canto, 8th chapter, text 35. It's 1 verse purport by Srila Prabhupada. It says, Gunadikan mudam lipset anukrosham gunadamat maitrin samanat anvichen natapir abibuyate. Translation: every man should act like this. when he meets a person more qualified than himself, he should be very pleased. When he meets someone less qualified than himself, he should be compassionate toward him. And when he meets someone equal to himself, he should make friendship with him. In this way, one is never affected by the threefold miseries of this material world. Perfect. Generally, when we find someone more qualified than ourselves, we become envious of him. When we find someone less qualified, we deride him. And when we find someone equal, we become very proud of our activities. These are the causes of all material tribulations. The great sage Narada therefore advised that a devotee should act perfectly. Instead of being envious of a more qualified man, one should be jolly to receive him. Instead of being oppressive to a less qualified man, one should be compassionate toward him, just to raise him to the proper standard. And when one meets an equal, instead of being proud of one's own activities before him, one should treat him as a friend. One should also have compassion for the people in general who are suffering due to forgetfulness of Krishna. These important functions will make one happy within this material world. What a wonderful verse of problem. Now, again, Babisha cannot come, I suppose. Oh, yeah. So, we must do something. Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Simade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatya Deshikarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vedanta Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Every man should act like this. When he meets a person more qualified than himself, he should be very pleased. When he meets someone less qualified than himself, he should be compassionate toward him. And when he meets someone equal to himself, he should make friendship with him. In this way, one is never affected by the threefold miseries of this material world. Srila Prabhupada, in his purport to this verse, explains the general behavior of a conditioned soul. When he meets someone who is more qualified in certain areas, he or she becomes envious. Oh, why is someone able to do more or better in service? Maybe I put this up. That's my mistake. Now, sorry, I forgot to click it on. Yes, in our hearts we feel that there is a lacking, a mangle, and we feel that someone has it more than us, and we become sad in our heart. Oh, he has more than us. And from this feeling of a lack, enviousness is born, and ultimately this must have been a the case also in our original enviousness towards the Supreme Lord. We've seen he has so much facility to enjoy, and we did not want to cooperate with his enjoyment any longer. And then at some stage, somewhere, enviousness appeared towards the Supreme. So it is only natural that this mistaken reaction happens often in marriage relationships, but in general in all relationships it does happen. In marriage relationships sometimes one partner becomes envious. Oh, he or she does something which I do not do, what I cannot do, what I may not do, or maybe he or she is just seems to be more happy in Krishna consciousness. Ooh, then because we have this feeling of lacking, as a result we become enviously disposed towards the other person, and it becomes a source of frustration even. But if you want to be, if you want to avoid the miseries of the world, you should, when you see someone who's more qualified, become very pleased. How wonderful! Oh yeah, isn't it wonderful? This devotee can serve Krishna much better than me at the moment. How nice! Or if you meet a person, just general person who has more qualities. Oh, Krishna has the qualities for them. Man, yeah, oh, they're very nice. This person is blessed by the Lord. How good. Then when a person in this world meets someone who is less qualified, usually his reaction is, see, he's a very less qualified than me. He is a Bhutanas, Fulski. He is ignorant. He is certainly from a very bad social background. In his life he has done many mistakes. Yes. Look. But we should learn to become compassionate. Or he is someone who can profit or benefit from help. Let us give this help. And then when we meet someone equal, we become very proud of our activities. Oh, I have done this and that. What have you done? I remember in the Kami world, when people meet, they brag, really. Brag. Bedeutet so, was bedeutet das in Deutsch? So, rumproleten, so rum. Also, aufschneiden, man schneidet auf. Aufschneider dann. Und lobt sich über alles und alle Maßen. Das ist ein, I have done this, I have done that. Sometimes this goes on even in the electronic communication systems of the world. Oh, I have done this, I have done that. This is what was possible due to my glorious qualities. And we become, it becomes a little ridiculous actually. But yes. So, a devotee who has the aim to develop Krishna consciousness becomes very thoughtful how he or she will conduct himself in the different relationships amongst devotees. We do know that Krishna is a person, and it is absolutely mistaken to think that we will ever be able to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if we do not learn to act in a personal way with devotees. Krishna himself has said so. He has explained in the Adi Purana that he who thinks he is a devotee but does direct devotee of Krishna, his conception is really not so right. But he who thinks he is a devotee of my devotee, oh, he is my devotee, Krishna explains like this. To deal personally with the Supreme Lord is not really possible if you do not deal in a personal way with his devotees. It is simply not not so possible. So it is. Once I heard a lecture from Radhanath Maharaj, who was explaining that the Buddhists deal very nicely with each other. They have some codes of conduct which help them to deal nicely, but it seems very, you know, they are afraid of committing offenses towards a living entity. But it seems funny, they, in their ultimate end, they think everything is empty, if I'm not mistaken. Everything is void, there is no personality. But we have all reasons, who are personalists, to somehow learn to deal nicely towards devotees. So, we have general guidelines how to deal with other human beings, which are given, for instance, by Mahaprabhu in the Trinadapi verse. But I will not talk about these general guidelines today, because we have heard in many forelesung lectures about this. Today I would like to talk just very specific about different types of relationships amongst devotees. Why? Well, in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Mahaprabhu explains that if your goal is love of Krishna, you cannot offend the devotees. When you offend devotees, Krishna withdraws his mercy. This is what happens, really. And without the mercy of Krishna, you cannot develop love of Godhead. Advaita Acharya requested two things of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu granted. Tathastu, may it be. One was, Advaita said, may you give love of Godhead to everyone. Yes, Mahaprabhu said. Also to the fallen. Yes, Mahaprabhu said. But don't give love of Godhead to those who are arrogant and proud and who are offending Vaishnavas. Yes, said Mahaprabhu. So, if our goal is that, we must be very careful to somehow offend the the mad elephant of Vaishnava offense. I do not just remember just now. The mad elephant of Vaishnava offense, who tramples your Krishna conscious garden, the garden of the heart. Now, let us go to the first relationship. Some of you are, by age and also advancement, senior Vaishnavas who are in a position of responsibility, maybe, or just in general in a position of seniority. I think Rohini Mataji is the most senior Vaishnavi here in our Cologne Association. And maybe Sunanda Prabhu is the most senior Vaishnava, if I'm not mistaken. Could well be. Yes, I think. So, but there are also other devotees who are senior, who have received the Brahman initiation, who are maybe already more than 5 years practicing devotional service, and so on and so forth. There may be temple commanders and temple leaders. Actually, I forgot Asanga. Asanga Mataji is also extremely senior. Who's more senior? Same? Yeah. Right, a Vaishnava will not say I'm senior because I'm long in the movement. And no Vaishnava will say I'm more senior to the other. So this answer which Rohini has given us is a very relevant what I'm saying. You must be careful when you are senior, because you might think, oh, here I am, an older devotee, I'm the Lord of and Master of the younger devotees. Even here, that as a spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur bowed down to all of his disciples who offered obeisances. He said, Dasosmi, I'm your servant. Imagine. I'm your servant. That's what he said. That became a problem to the disciples, because when Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was in his mature old age, they knew it would cause him pain in the knees if he would bend down. So therefore, but at the same time, they couldn't bow down. They couldn't not bow down. This is how we have to say it. So, what to do? They often did it in secret from the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, couldn't see it. And they did their obeisances. So because it's so. Our cherished ambition is to become servants. Somehow we want to become servants. If we don't have the feeling that we want to become servants, then at least I think we have the intellectual understanding we need to become servants. it's actually a little difficult if you have to play the role of a senior devotee, because this is our cherished ambition. I want to somehow get this service attitude in my mind. After all, what separates us from Krishna is the false ego, the concept, aham, I am something special. That's what separates us from Krishna. It's like a mountain. If we are standing on this side of the mountain, we are the master. But if we have crossed the mountain, say this is the mountain, here we stand here, we are the master, we have crossed it, we are the servant. That's how we feel after crossing the mountain of false ego. Someone who thinks he's a master is still, if you put it like this, he is the master, he is the servant, he is the Lord. Someone who is on this side, with the master concept, he cannot cross the mountain. Someone who has crossed the mountain and is on his way to Krishna, he has understood, I am the servant. This is really what a devotee wants in his or her life. So, therefore, sometimes it's difficult for great devotees to play that role. Like once Srila Prabhupada, he said to his disciples, you have all been sent as representatives of my spiritual master. And he was very thankful. He could not speak any longer. His voice choked with emotion. He said, therefore I thank you very much for kindly helping me in this mission. And then he had to stop to speak. Tears were coming out of his eyes. This is how a Vaishnava, a real Vaishnava, feels. But sometimes we are in the position of seniority, and then we have to do the thankless task to correct the younger ones. We have to do this. We may not like to say anything, we may not like to do, but we have to. In this connection, Srila Prabhupada once has told us a story of a mother who brought her child to the apotheca where he was working in Allahabad. And this child, actually, Prabhupada had an apotheca. How do you say it?
Pharmacy.
Pharmacy, thank you. Pharmacy. And as it is done in India, they always have a consultant doctor at the pharmacy. Like you would go to the doctor would check you and say, well, take this and that medicine and this apotheca. They would, apotheca and medical practitioner would you be just joined together in India. Still you have it. When you go to the apotheca, you can be rest assured there is some doctor there who checks you then. Anyway, so there was this one case, there was this mother, she brought her child and it was found out she had typhus. So she ordered, the doctor ordered, this child of yours cannot eat ghee. If so serious the case, if this girl eats ghee, she will die. She will absolutely die. So after 1 week, the little girl just wanted to eat pakoras, like little girls are, little boys are. They don't care what is good and what is bad. They just want to eat what is tasty. Maybe sometimes you are like this also in your prasadam activities. And the girl said to the sister, please bring me pakoras. But the sister said, first no, but then the sister said, please give me pakoras. And finally the sister, relented and gave the little girl, pakoras, and pakoras means ghee, isn't it, Sunanda? Pakoras means ghee. So the girl developed a very heavy case of disease. The disease became aggravated, that means more heavy. The mother went to her sister, to the sister, who thought she had done something good, just bashed her, bang, 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 do you want to kill your sister? Look at this, she's now so almost dead. And she was very heavy. Mother was very heavy. So this is how it is in when you are correcting someone. Cannot be sentimental. When you are senior, your first understanding is Daso is me. I am your servant. But then you have to say this is wrong. The way you act is totally wrong. This must be done. If you do not do this and you are in a senior position, then you are guilty for not taking care of the devotees properly or helping them. Sometimes it is very difficult because we have been born up, we Westerners, in a civilization of respectlessness. There's not much respect which we can have. It's very difficult for us to respect. And it becomes difficult also in the when the spiritual master knows his disciples don't really want to hear from him things which are not in their own mind. Many strong-headed disciples are like this. They just want sweets and rasgulas from their guru, nothing. not really guidance in spiritual matters. It is a very saddening factor in life. But a correction must be given, otherwise also the guru becomes faulty and loses the mercy of Krishna. So when you are in a position of seniority, you do have to correct, but look that your intention is good. Look that you are not doing it in an agitated or somehow agitated way, you know, but wait and help them. This is very important. Now, you understand why I used the example of the mother and the children? The sister was not really acting properly because she, in giving what the little child wanted, the sister should have taken care of the overall health of the child. So in the same way, a senior devotee, sometimes who sees there is a mistake, must correct. It is very important. But in general, a senior devotee will all this, he always has to see that he bestows his mercy on the junior ones. It is described just like water. Naturally, note the word naturally, Gurgapad, like water naturally flows from the higher position to the lower position. In the same way, your affection should naturally flow to the devotees who are in a junior position. Naturally, like a good example would be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who sometimes glorified his devotees as if he would have five mouths. Described when he spoke about Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan was certainly junior to him. He just glorified him. Sanatan is this and he is that, and his riding is just wonderful. I do not know what were the points which Mahaprabhu made, but he often glorified his devotees in great poesy, great songs. Now we go to the next point. How the relationship should be between a junior devotee and a senior devotee. I would like to hear first a little bit from you, so that you participate actively in the subject matter. How should that relationship be? Respect for trust, full of trust and gratefulness. Humbly inquire from him. What can I do to improve my Krishna consciousness like this? Yes. Oldest should be worshipped in Vedic culture. But what if the older devotee makes mistakes? This often happens. Then we simply go to another. But remember that they did so many austerities and we may be short, for short time only. Should have a little mercy to each other, the older devotees, because as long as they have the goal in their in front of their eyes, they will be purified. They are in the shower. We should learn from the example, even if he makes mistakes. Yeah, and I think this is a very interesting thing. First of all, the general thing is our respect for the older devotees should rise as naturally as smoke rises from a fire. Have you ever seen smoke? In Abenteuer you can see, because we heat our buildings with fire. It's just the smoke comes up very naturally, goes just very high. When we are obviously full of we have this enviousness in our heart, then those devotees who are older than us, we will become disturbed. Oh no. You know, become maybe envious towards this devotee. But we should, a natural feeling would be that it rises just like smoke goes up. When an older devotee has mistakes, makes mistakes, it's not so good to criticize immediately, but we may not associate with the devotee. We may think, oh, this devotee has taken a note of absence. This is how it is in the school. I do not know if you also did this very often, but I was very often absent from the school. I had my beloved mother write a note of absence. Oh, he is now, his stomach is not so good. He ate something unhealthy yesterday, and then some friend would bring the note of absence, and I would be in the forest and play around on the trees and so on. So sometimes yes, older devotee should be in the school and should learn, but sometimes the older devotee is not doing that. So he has a note of absence. Let us not immediately, when there is an open wound, jump into it. Take our hand, dig in the wound. So let us have mercy on the oldest. That does not mean, however, that we should accept something which is wrong. That is not the point. We may not follow and so on. And if it becomes wrong in a disturbing way, we should go to someone who is senior to this older devotee and tell him, this is how I see it. What to do? Please advise me. And then the older devotee will check this and then will correct senior devotee. Then something positive is done and helpful. Now, I do not really want to talk so long about this. I want to go to the third relationship amongst equals. Now, I feel personally that this is an area which needs to be addressed. strongly. Equals means we should have some spiritual sense of equality. Sometimes we see that the Polish devotees like to stay with the Polish devotees, or the African devotees like to stay with the African devotees, or the American, and so on and so forth. But this is not really the meaning of equals. This may be an equality on some material platform, the same nationality and language, and so on. You know, equals means we should see it in a spiritual way. I once heard a lecture with one devotee said that he had two devotees, he knew two devotees, who would go together to the cinema. There's something interesting, I suppose. What was interesting for them? Otherwise, why would they go? And then they were confronted. You see this Kami movie. Are you not afraid to be contaminated? You know, sometimes the clothes go down, and the private parts are exhibited shamelessly like dogs on the street. You're not afraid of the that something will come in your mind? No, 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 said the devotees. You don't understand. We have Vaishnava Sangha. We have association with devotees. We may laugh about it, but don't we often do this? Don't we take our own homemade videos, you know, from our own experiences, and talk, then I did this, and then previously I did this, and I had 20 dogs in my life, and do you know what I did with them? I gave them washing every day, and then I was not following exactly the celibacy. I had some girlfriends, and it was quite interesting, if I remember. Let me tell you this story. there is a homemade video. Maybe not of the class A, but of the class B, or maybe even 10th class, from cultural content. Often in the name of Vaishnava Sangha, also in marriage life, we have to get to know each other now. Come on, let's talk on the mental platform. Nighttime is best. You know, then it starts on the mental platform, and then the Tilotsky niveau follows, the physical platform follows. We have to get to know each other. This is not really a relationship amongst equals. Where we should follow our equality is in spiritual life, or spiritual things, and we should learn to associate on this platform. Srila Prabhupada, as you follow him and his lectures, for instance, in this glorious book of Hari Sori Prabhu, the Transcendental Diary, it is titled. If you just observe what Prabhupada preaches, really, what is the essence of the preaching? Have you noticed, have you asked the question? It's always the point, you're not the body. See, always, this is really, it really jumps out of the pages when you hear his preaching. The disciples, the non-devotees, and so on and so forth. Sometimes young nectar hunters become frustrated. I know that. I believed in reincarnation before I joined. No problem. It is certainly the point is how to make this, bring this from the abstract level to the concrete level, to the level in our day where we daily act on a spiritual level, where we do have spiritual relationships with each other, where we have the ability to do austerities both in mind and in body, knowing well that we are not the body and the mind, knowing well we are eternal souls. So this equality is very important in the habit on the spiritual exchanges. What I remember, these three points are Vaishnava Seva. We should do this especially amongst equal devotees. Now, one very important relationship or what you do in association with devotees is you reveal your mind in confidence. Oh, this is what I think about it. Please advise me, what do you think? Now, in order to do this, there must be a relationship of trust, really. But now, I want to ask you a question today. Imagine, maybe I asked this earlier, imagine Jayadev. You would get the information by telephone. You know, you just went to the doctor for a checkup, maybe. I guess you would never do this because of the lack of faith in doctors. But say something is wrong. I think you had some little zipper lines before. You know, so he said, let us just take some blood. Then he phones you, like in your theater play. Oh, Mr. Jayadev, he checked the disease, the blood. You will die. Listen, not to the look what the other thing, but listen to the subject. Maybe it's too difficult when your name is there. Someone else, Mr. Krishna does. Look, you have to die in 3 days. Imagine this situation happens in your life. Oh, 3 days. Must be mistaken. You think that it is not me, it's the other person. No, no. There is no mistake. You have to die in 3 days. So that you look for opportunities to get the way out of the situation. You come to a doctor, and you hear that there is a doctor, a specialist in your disease. He will cut you open, and he can definitely remove the disease, let us say, a tumor. But you have heard from reliable sources that this doctor also cuts out healthy organs and sells them on the black market. So then, there is another choice. Madhavi is already shaking her head. She would not consider this. But you only have two choices. The second choice is, there is a doctor. He has such a dobro character, such a good character. But you have heard from reliable sources that he doesn't have a certificate in surgery. Yes? He doesn't have a certificate in surgery. He only has a certificate in what is it in English? Prescriptman. Means plumbing. Plumbing, is it? You don't know this, but do you know what is klempner? It's the person who brings, say you have some water installation, you know, he connects the sink, the slusser, with the upflux, he puts the thing there. Yes? Where is his certificate? Now to whom would you go? A very difficult question. Would you just die or would you give it a try? Yeah. To the one with a good character. Yeah. But maybe he cuts you open easily and he makes the problem worse. Because after all, plumbing is quite different. He says, no problem, Ishwari. You also have this Abmasa canal, you know, this pipe for the... It's really the same. You know, you put something in here, and then the Abmasa comes out, the waste, the toxic waste products get out. There's not much difference, really. You are very faithful. This is a quality of each body. I personally would go to Nova. No, what I most probably would do, if it's life or death, and most probably I would be happy. Finally, it's over. This drama. But let us see, I would absolutely think there is a justified reason I have to stay. But this is not how this example goes, you know. Obviously I would have someone with a gun next to the Shishiruk, and you know, as soon as you do this, you just we will blow your brains out. So just do your proper work and you will get a sweet afterwards. But this is not how these examples work. This is not allowed, you know. It sounds so cruel, this is, you know what I mean there. Just make sure that he doesn't get out the wrong organ. The organ, so. But this is not allowed. This is not allowed. Maybe there's a third one, yeah. This is very intelligent, yeah. Some Ayurvedic doctor, maybe. Or, yeah. But here in this example, there really this is how it goes. But the example wants to make one point clear. It's not enough to have competence, like the first doctor. It's also not enough to have just good character. Both must be combined. Then we have trust. Then we can have trust. Isn't it? Ishwari, in the goodness of her heart, says, well, for me, character is most important. But I think when it comes to a doctor, you would agree he has to have some competence. I mean, if he has something so... I mean, I used to have a doctor he was so cross. I mean, if she just came with it, anyways, we stopped taking this doctor. It was too much. He was just... Oh, you know, I once had a good dentist, but he was so old, he would always drill me in the lose the balance, and why did he do it again? You fool. Sorry. It will heal in 2 weeks. And of course, we need both good character and competence. So in devotees also, if you want to have trust in a devotee, you have to think, he is a good devotee, he's competent Vaishnava, he knows, and he also has a good character. This is very important, these two things. And one thing is, you can only trust the devotee if he's trustworthy, and trustworthy means a combination of these two things. He's a competent Vaishnava, his sadhana is all right, his example is good, and he has a good character. This is very good. very necessary. If you want to become a trustworthy Vaishnava, you have to observe these two areas. Good character, I believe everyone has, but you do have to become a little competent following our process also. Then there is trust. Now, the last point which I wanted to make in this lecture was made already in yesterday's lecture, but because we want to have this lecture for the posteriority, for the devotees who come later and listen to the tapes, I want to end here by saying, when you trust, when you hear that someone wants to confide in you and tell you what's on his mind, what is maybe giving problem to this devotee, then keep it confidential. Don't go the next moment into the comments and think you know what he said. It's all over the electronic web system of what it's called, electronic network of electronic communication. Or don't put a fax. Fax it immediately to the other part of the world. Maybe in Alaska there's some interest in this news. you bring it in. This is what not be good. Keep confidential things. Confidential, otherwise no one will, in our movement will be, everyone will be afraid to talk about the mind. Sometimes when we know something confidential, we think, oh, I know something, but nobody else knows. But if I keep it to myself, nobody will know that I know this. Therefore, I must tell you. It's very important so that everyone knows that I do know something special. This is how the human mind goes. We start with, oh, I have a secret. Really, you have a secret? Can you please tell me the secret? I'm the only one here who can keep secrets. And then you say, no, I can't come and say it. Oh, then I don't think it's such a good secret as the other person. It is a good secret. It's very secret.
No.
Don't necessarily to tell me. You don't know good secrets. Now I'm going to tell you a good secret. But keep it for yourself. Yeah. Out. Do you see this? Mistaken from. Oh, what children are our minds! Bad, unruly children. The children of want recognition and so on and so forth. Good. This is what I wanted to talk about, Vaishnava relationship. If you act in these ways, you will become very happy in your life and never be unhappy. A good deal why we are so sometimes not so happy and empowered in our lives is because our relationships need to be improved. Every man, you can add definitely every woman, every person should act like this. When he meets a person more qualified than himself, he should be very pleased. When he meets someone less qualified than himself, he should be compassionate towards him. And when he meets someone equal to himself, he should make friendship with him. And this way, one is never affected by the threefold miseries of this world. Hare Krishna, I will end here. Thank you for listening. I wish you all a wonderful marathon day where you can just show practically your compassion for the fallen soul by delivering transcendental books into their lives. Do you have any questions?
When you speak about that we should have a similarity between different devotees, and we should speak about Krishna Krishna, I'm just wondering what it actually means, because on our discussion where we started speaking about
Krishna Vrindavan and his hoof, the hoof prints of his feet. Oh no, the hoof print of his cow sheep. Or service to Krishna. If you know yesterday I met this person on the street, and then I gave him a book, and he said, "Thank you, I don't want the book." Then I remember Hari Narayan said, "You can't read that, I suppose." "Yes, I can read." And then I said, "But I don't believe it. Please take the book." And then he said, "Yes, give it to me." So, don't know, this is usually a communication. To talk about service. There must be something spiritual we can talk about, which is something. Yesterday's prasadam. Or sometimes we like rumors, isn't it? Good, juicy rumors. We can start rumoring. "Oh, did you hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his bike when he was 24 years old?" "Ah, too much. No, it's clogging." "Hey, right. Do you know what his mother said to him? "You are cruel." "Oh." "Yes, Nidoya." "Nidoya, that's a place even." And, there may be also artificial, I know. Talk about something spiritual. The worst kind of prajapa, let us say, is that you talk bad about devotees. And for women, they always talk about men. "Ah, this brahmachari, he is not a brahmachari. I know this, I'm a woman." and so on. Might be, it becomes so material. Of the worst type of prajapa, if you have to speak prajapa, the worst type is the blessed devotees, or just talk like them. Or the men, they talk about, "This Maharaji, since she is the most beautiful person of the world, but she is not a Gandharva." "I know, I'm a man." Oh, Krishna, we are such a young spiritual society. These things have to be said. It's the fault of others, yeah. Yeah, it's a fact. I will repeat the question. Very often we find that devotees blame others for their unhappiness. "It's because of this, and then you did this to me, and that to me, and this. And 10 years ago, you said to me, you will never make it." I remember very clearly. My memory is very sharp. This is how a weak person thinks. He will not take responsibility for his life. many times devotees, you know, when we come to the society of devotees, we do have a very strong structure in our, at least in theory, in authority structure. But one thing which is not so nice is it's in theory, because observers of our movement say they never find in any organization people so critical to their own organization as in ISKCON. But that's what someone said. But in theory we do have an authority structure, and very often I feel a wrong impression is created. The impression is that this strong structure will take care of you. Not really true, as a practical experience shows. It is true in many ways, but not in all ways. Many devotees think, well, ISKCON is there to serve my needs. But if we are simply not organized like this, as of yet. ISKCON is a place where you can offer your service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and have a forum, you know, where that service is multiplied because there are so many devotees in it. But that's how it is. But ISKCON, what it is not, is a place where your needs where the material needs are met. Obviously, minimum is met, like food, clothing, and so on. This may sound like poison in the ears of any devotees, because many devotees want such an association. I mean, there is only I do something for you and you do something for me. This is how we have human relationships. Devotees should, they are kind and so on and so forth, but you have to take care a little bit of your own lives. You know this, isn't it? This is a practical experience. But if you think ISKCON is a place of doing service, you will be happy in it. If you think of ISKCON as a place of getting service, it won't work. This is sometimes something which I feel is very important to say to devotees also. Because some devotees have left many devotees have left. A good deal of them has this in their heart. Oh, I gave my life and was not taken care of. This is the book. Isn't it? Have you heard this argument in the past year? Obviously, the movement thinks very strongly about this, has to think about it, and wants to make changes. But we have the way everything is organized, it's going out, all the energy goes out. And then we try to put energy now into putting the movement together, making it a place where just everyone can take shelter. That's now a second phase of our movement. Many say ISKCON has to do this phase in order to become socially relevant. Many say. My personal feeling is that Prabhupada also wanted Vanashrata, that devotees could find their places and so on. This means to broaden our perspective a little bit, because some devotees, they are best suited to work and do those just by nature, do this working and earn them lives with this. Not everyone can go on the street, for instance, and distribute books. It's simply too an activity which doesn't suit everyone's temperament. When one knows this, I think it's good. One should think a little bit, especially those who are in the Grihastha Ashram. It is very relevant to those who are in the Grihastha Ashram. Let me find something where I can, how I can survive, and continue offering my service. Like you have a beautiful apartment in Kingdom. I don't know, I always find any place beautiful, but I mean, it's a reasonable apartment, I would say. It's very cheap and very not at all luxurious. It is more like Vaishnava style. But it's a very good situation. You can go to the temple and offer your services. How wonderful. Krishna's majesty. Good. Now we will all go to our different services. I wish all of you who are in the Sankirtan service a lot of success. We were thinking a little bit that Krishna has given, the weather is not so heavy. Have you noticed? Before the marathon it was really ice and snow. But now it is calm, get some nice fresh air and distribute some transcendental literature. Seems to be the same. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai.